Was everything out of filing Shaila? He said there was a shul nearby a certain hospital. And what happened was, a lot of time the patients and the doctors who were, or families were in the hospital, they would come by the shul to daven. Unfortunately, shul suffered very much from a plague that a lot of shuls suffer from nowadays, and that's the plague of cell phones, beeping and certain tunes going off in the middle of daven. And one day, and this very much interrupted the shul, and during Shmon Esrei it was very interrupted. One day, however, they went through a whole Shmon Esrei without a cell phone going off, and all the congregants were very surprised. Could it be a whole 5-7 minutes Shmon Esrei? The phones didn't go off? What's going on here? All of them noticed the same problem. Their phones were working, but there was no reception. Afterwards, the Gabbai of the shul made an announcement and said that he installed a device that interfered with the signals. From now on, they would enjoy the beautiful Kedusha of real tefillah, not having any interruptions by cell phones. A very interesting thing. What happened was, one of the regular congregants who used to come for the daily minyan was the doctor, and he said, the doctor said, I wouldn't be able to come anymore because I'm always on call. I'm on duty during this time, and there's an emergency in the hospital, I'm going to have to go. I have to leave my device on. I have to leave my phone on. And if you don't let me, I'm going to have to daven without a minyan. So they come to El Zerbisi now. The Gabbai now comes and says, at the end of the day, the Shmona is so beautiful. Should he turn off the device so the doctor could come daven with it? Or should he keep it on to preserve the Kedusha and the sanctity of the shul? Rav Zilberstein answered with the following thing. He said, how even though this device is holding back any phone calls from coming in, and it's maintaining the beautiful Kedusha of the shul, the Gabbai should still be considerate of the doctor's needs. Why? Why should everyone suffer just because of this one doctor? So Rav Zilberstein compared it to a case from the Mishnah in Peah, Perek Dalai Mishnah Aleph. You know, we just talked about the mitzvah of Peah in today's Parsha, and Parsha's Emor. But we know that the halacha is that Peah is when you leave the corner of a field for produce for poor people, for them to come and collect. However, if the field's owner has to leave the produce for everyone. However, if the poor people ask the owner for himself to be able to pick it up, and then he could just distribute it among them, that's no problem. He's allowed to do that. Meaning if 10 out of 10 people come and say, we want you to be able to pick it up, and then we'll come to you, no problem. However, the halacha is, if even one of those poor people demands that he doesn't trust the owner, he wants to do it himself, then even if 100 poor people argue against him, the one person wins because he follows the halacha the way it's supposed to be. Meaning the halacha is that the person's not able to, the halacha is that the poor person's supposed to do it. Right? The owner can only do it if everyone agrees. If there's one person if one person wants to do it himself, then he's allowed to do it. So at the end of the day, Rosobosin says, the same thing we might be said in our case. Even though they're using this blocker, it's going to block out all the phone signals from coming in, at the end of the day, there's still one person who it's hurting, and that's turning to the doctor. And he has the demand. He has the right to demand the halacha as it's supposed to be. He wants to be able to daven in the shul, but he also still wants to be able to help save his patient's life. But even if it's going to hurt other people, says Rav Zilberstein, just like the Mishnah and Peah, if the guy wants to collect the pay for himself, that even overrides the people, the 100 other people who want the owner to be able to do it. The same thing would apply to the doctor. The doctor has the right to demand that I want the guy to get rid of it. To get rid of it. So what happened, Rav Zilberstein even compared this to a case where Rav Yisrael Salanter even used the same Mishnah. We know when it comes to certain rooms, I know it happens in my classroom a lot, whether certain people want the room a certain temperature, and certain people want the room another temperature. And Rav Yisrael Salanter used this Mishnah in Peah to decide who has the right, whether to leave the window open or closed. In the winter, when windows are closed to keep out the cold, one person has the right to demand it closed, even if 100 want it open. However, in the summer, when windows are open for fresh air, one person has the right to demand it open, even if 100 want it closed. Meaning, one person has the right to be out 100. And I think it's two more side points. Rav Zilberstein then ended off with the tshuva saying that there was a judge in Eretz Yisrael who once heard a cell phone going off, and he held the lawyer 700 shkolim for contempt of court. There was such an interruption. So Rav Zilberstein said that if there's going to be such interruption in a manly court, human being of Basar V'Dam, how much more so we have to make sure that when we're standing in front of the court of Melech, 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 make sure that there's nothing interrupting. But then Rav Zilberstein quotes one more thing. He said there was a judge who was going berserk about a cell phone going off in his court, and he was being very, very upset. And he didn't understand who it was. And finally kept on going until finally said, sorry, Sir Judge, I think it's your phone. Sometimes we're so uh, saying, oh, it's this person's phone, that person's phone. The judge didn't realize that it was this phone. But at the end of the day, we should be zochem et Hashem to put our phones, if we have to have our phones on, we put it on vibrate. And if you don't have to be on vibrate, they should be on silent. When we go into shul, there should be some sort of separation from the outside world, people to be able to realize we're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Bez Hashem, if we do this, we should be zochem et Hashem to have our tefillos miskavel, especially during the time of Sfira, especially now the time of the days before Lag BaOmer, special time of that our Sfira should be answered. She's also mentioned to maintain the Kedusha of a base Knesset Shkoach. Good luck.